Hello everybody, it's Mr. Tall 23 back with our video. In this video, I want to continue the series on the basic doctrines of the Bible. We believe also in the doctrine of creation, that is, that the one God is the creator of the heavens and the earth, and did so in 6 literal days. It is written in Genesis 1:1, the first verse of the Bible, "In the beginning God created the heaven and the earth." Although God is from everlasting to everlasting according to the scriptures, he's always existed in a finite time ago at the beginning of time. The Lord God created the world in which we live in and the heavens above. The entirety of Genesis chapter 1 explains that creation process, that on the first day God created light, on the second day he created the dry land and the seas, on the third day he created vegetation, on the fourth day he created the sun, the moon, and the stars, on the fifth day he created the sea creatures and the birds, and on the sixth day he created land animals and man. And is written in Genesis chapter 1 verse 27, "So God created man in his image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them." So us as mankind were created in the image of God. Now all that exists in the world today was formed by the Lord in these first 6 days, approximately 6,000 years ago. As it is written in Exodus chapter 20, verse 11, "For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day, wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it." So the earth and the heaven and the sea and all that in them is, did not exist prior to this event recorded in the book of Genesis, that in 6 literal days, the Lord created all things which we now see, which now exist. Therefore, God is the creator of all. It is written also concerning Jesus Christ in Colossians chapter 1, verse 15 to 17, "Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature, for by him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things are created by him and for him, and he is before all things, and by him all things consist." So God was before all things, before anything existed in this world. God was, and in the beginning he created the heaven and the earth. Whether we see them or not, anything that is in the heaven and the earth was created by God. Everything was formed by the Lord, the God of the Bible, whom we worship and serve. Now, since this previous passage in Colossians 1 concerns Jesus Christ, we must not separate the role of the three persons of the Godhead in creation. God as a whole, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, partook in the creation, and therefore share that same divine quality as the divine creator of heaven and earth, which is God. John chapter 1, verse 1 to 3 says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made." The role of Jesus Christ in creation is an important doctrine that's repeated in the scriptures so that we can understand who the person of Jesus Christ is, that he was in the beginning with God, and that without him was not anything made that was made. The world was made by him and through him, as the Word of God and the creator of the world. As is written also in Hebrews 11:3, "Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear." Psalm chapter 33, verse 6, "By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth." So before the world existed, there was nothing but God, who brought forth the worlds and the heavens by the word of God. God simply spake things into existence, as is written in the book of Genesis, "God said, let there be light, and there was light." Through the infinite and omnipotent power of the Lord, the beautifully complex universe in which we now live in was brought forth by him, not in the process of millions of years or billions of years, but in 6 literal days. Because the Lord is the creator, he alone deserves worship, since he is the true God, as the Bible says. It is written also in Revelation chapter 4, verse 11, "Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created." The Lord is the only one who is worthy. We give him worship because of his great power and glory and holiness. He's the creator of the world, the ruler of this world, and had the power to bring us into existence, and he has the power to take us out of existence. He did so, according to this verse, for his own pleasure. Thus, as it is written in Genesis 1, "And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good." We exist and all things exist simply because God wanted to create all things. The idea is difficult for us to wrap our minds around, but it is the absolute truth. The Lord alone is the creator and ruler of all things. All other gods of the heathen are no gods, but false gods which took no part in the creation of this wonderful world. As it is written in Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 11 to 13, "Thus shall you say unto them, the gods that have not made the heavens and the earth, even they shall perish from the earth and from under these heavens. He hath made the earth by his power, he hath established the world by his wisdom, and hath stretched out the heavens by his discretion. When he uttereth his voice, there is a multitude of waters in the heavens, and he causeth the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth. He maketh lightnings with rain, and bringeth forth the wind out of his treasures. Those false gods which the heathen worship, they did not make anything. They are corruptible, they are temporary, while the Lord is eternal and wise, and by his own power he established the world. Hopefully this paints a picture of who God is, of who the Lord is. As we discussed in the last video, that he is holy and perfect in every way, and this video that God is the sole creator of the heaven and the earth, and is able to bring it forth by his own power. That is who the one God is. So thank you, everybody, for watching, and goodbye.